AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 80 years after the D-Day invasion, President Biden is in Normandy. He likened what Allied forces had to deal with then to Ukraine's fight with Russia.
The price of unchecked tyranny is the blood of the young and the brave. In their generation, in their hour of trial, the Allied forces of D-Day did their duty. Now the question for us is, in our hour of trial, will we do ours?
The president met with more than 24 American veterans of D-Day near Omaha Beach, where the fiercest fighting took place. Testifying at the federal gun trial of President Biden's son, Hunter, is the widow of Biden's brother. Here's the AP's Haya Banjwani.
Hallie Biden said she found Hunter's crack at her house in Wilmington, Delaware, and saw him using the illicit drug. She said he got drugs from various dealers. Federal prosecutors have argued that Hunter Biden was in the throes of heavy addiction when he bought the gun at the center of the case. They have accused him of lying on a government form. He's been charged with 3 felonies and pleaded not guilty. Hunter Biden has said the Justice Department is bending to political pressure from Republicans and that he's being unfairly targeted. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Hallie Biden had a brief relationship with Hunter Biden after her husband's death and also testified she eventually started abusing crack herself. A federal judge ruled a longtime ally of former President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, must report to prison by July 1st to serve his 4-month sentence for defying a subpoena from the House committee that investigated the Capitol riot. A success for SpaceX.
And we have splashdown!
SpaceX's mega Starship rocket completed its first full test flight, returning to Earth without exploding after blasting off from Texas. Boeing's space capsule developed more leaks during its first test flight with astronauts as it closed in on the International Space Station. This is AP News. Suzanne Collins will release a new book next year on her Hunger Games series. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Suzanne Collins is writing a book called Sunrise on the Reaping. It's set 24 years before the original Hunger Games novel and 40 years after her most recent book, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Collins says in a statement she was inspired by philosopher David Hume's concept of the easiness with which the many are governed by the few. She says the story also will delve into the use of propaganda and the power of those who control the narrative. The Hunger Games books have sold more than 100 million copies. Sunrise on the Reaping will be out March 18th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Tokyo City Hall is developing a dating app. Marriage is on the decline in Japan as the government says the country's birth rate fell to an all-time low. City Hall in Tokyo already has an online site offering counsel and general information for potential lovebirds. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.